the King of the universe, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, and that no weapons that is formed against us will prosper. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, and worthy is Yeshua, our Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Please be seated. Thank you, worship team. Wonderful to praise God. Thank you to the team from Siberia. They are doing such an awesome work. Thank you very much for coming. Apparently this week they've been praying, and yesterday did a prayer march around the Melbourne Eruv, praying for people, so we appreciate that very much. It's great that we have people around the world who are standing with the nation of Israel and with the Jewish people. And we need that more and more in these days that are ahead, because we can certainly see anti-Semitism is on the rise. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. Darkness is getting darker. We have to stand up and make a difference, proclaim and stand up and be advocates for Israel and the Jewish people. Even now in this time, when this week, on Thursday, we remembered the Holocaust, and even at this time where there's been attacks against Jewish people around the world, recently in San Diego. So we really do need to make a stand, and more and more in these days, if you believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you believe in the God of Israel, then it behooves you to stand up for the nation of Israel, and especially as we believe in the Messiah of Israel, and our salvation, as Yeshua himself said, is from the Jews. And so we have to show our love and appreciation. So there's some great things happening right now. Thank you for the team that came. Next week we've got the Yom Zicharon, Day of Remembrance of the soldiers that have died in Israel. Also Yom HaAtzma'ut. And then, of course, that great opportunity to go to the Central Shul and make a stand for Yeshua there too, and just to love on the Jewish people. They've welcomed us, and Dan Steger from ICEJ, who's also a good friend of ours, has been instrumental in making that happen. And so these are opportunities for us as a community to get involved with the Jewish community. So these are those two events next week are free events, so go and join in, show your support. And then also on that night, on the 14th of May at the Central Shul, come again as well. Dan has told me that if you're under the age of 30, you can, I think, talk to him and he'll get you in half price. If you really need, if you can't afford $10 and you want to only pay $10, Dan will help you out. But on the 2nd of May, this week, of course, on Thursday, it was the Jewish month of Nisan, the date of the 27th of Nisan, which has been designated as the day for Jewish people all around the world to remember the day of the catastrophe, Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Memorial Day. And so today at our service, we're going to light candles in remembrance of the Holocaust victims, 6 million Jews who died. We've got six candles here. Jews who were not just died, but of course who were murdered as part of a program of deliberate and systematic state-sponsored extermination planned and executed by Nazi Germany under Adolf Hitler. Yet today we also give thanks to God for his faithfulness to his people, the Jewish people and the nation of Israel, because we still exist. We are here. And even though Hitler tried to exterminate the Jewish people and also make Judaism extinct, I mean, that's a horrific thing. I've never heard about that mountain before where that flag was placed at the top of it. But the fact is that Hitler and the Nazis have gone, and now the Jewish people still live and the nation of Israel lives. And we can say, Am Yisrael Chai, the people of Israel lives because the God of Israel lives, and he will be victorious in the end. Even as the writer of Echa, Lamentations, says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I want to show a few photographs that we took 3 years ago at Theresienstadt, one of the concentration camps in Germany, and also some photographs from Auschwitz for us, again, to just remember how organized and deliberate and intentional was this attempt of the Nazis to exterminate the Jewish people. Here's a picture of Theresienstadt. It's actually in the Czech Republic today. And we went there together with a group of young Messianic Jewish believers and other believers from around the world for one of our Muchan conferences. And one of our events was to go and see this concentration camp. When you see pictures like this, it really becomes very personal as well. And interesting there underneath that scratched out name, you got the name Hirsch, but also the name Louise as well. But it is always very moving when you see personal connections to these places. This is a photograph of the young Messianic believers that came there. The very first time when we did a Muchan conference, we went to Auschwitz together as well, which I'll show you pictures of. These were Messianic Jews together with other Messianic believers, Gentiles from around the world, who have come together with the Jewish people and under the lordship of Yeshua the Messiah. These are pictures of Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland, near Krakow. And these are very familiar type of scenes that we can still see today. Again, a picture of the first group, first Muchan conference that we had. What was very special about this one was that we had some young Christians from Germany join with us on this particular part of the tour. They walked around the camp holding the hands of the Messianic Jews who were, many of them, been there for the first time grieving what might have happened to their families as well. And it was very moving as these young Christians from Germany repented as they offered love and support and prayer for the Jewish people. One of the young Christians that came on this particular trip from Germany was a guy called Emmanuel Steger. That is Dan Steger from ICEJ's brother. And that's how we first came in contact with one another. And this picture, of course, reminds me of the hope of the Holocaust. Here we have an Israeli soldier who is standing in front of those fences that were set up. This is at Birkenau, the electric fences, holding a Sefer Torah. Now, of course, how amazing is that photograph? It says it all. Hitler tried to eradicate Israel and the Jewish... No, sorry. He tried to eradicate the Jewish people and Judaism. Here we have an Israeli soldier carrying a Sefer Torah. Guess who won? And we have to give thanks to God because ultimately He is the one who brought about this modern-day miracle, resurrection from the ashes of the Holocaust. And this is some of the young people walking on a very snowy and cold day in winter. All right, so I'm going to light the candles. The Holocaust has touched many people's lives around the world, of course, and also here in Melbourne. Melbourne has the highest number of Holocaust survivors per capita than any other city in the world. That's because we had a lot of immigration of Holocaust survivors after the war, and many of the Jewish people here who are Australians may have been descendants, children of those people who came. Some came themselves. We have some people in our congregation who have their own stories and also their own experiences. A number of members of Beit HaMashiach and also of Dor Messi that have lost family members in the Holocaust. I'll mention a few of those people. I know that Maury Furman has family members that were killed in the Holocaust. We have also Elia Ivensky's, Jenny Morris, who's part of our extended community, Barry Bierski, Sophia, over here as well. Nettie Taper, Leo Clayman, Trudy Snyers, who's now deceased, and also Victor Basin, who's deceased. And I don't know, Judith, you have family members as well, and perhaps some of you as well. We want to remember them as we, and also, of course, Faye. Yeah, you do too. We're going to remember them by lighting the candles. And so as I invite Nettie, Elia, Simon, Ruth, Joan, and Sophia to come up, we're going to light those candles. If you have a family member to remember too, would you stand where you are? And when we light the candles, I'm going to ask you to tell us who you're remembering. It's good to mention their names as we remember them. All right, let's do this prayer, first of all. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu, kasher zochenu, veborei ha'esh shel kidusha. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us when we remember and creates the fire of sanctification. Baruch ata Adonai, Dayan ha'emet, Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Sheyechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, the true judge. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us alive, sustained us, and brought us to this season. And so I'd like to invite Nettie to say a couple of words. Come in the front here, Nettie. And then we'll light the candles.
Today, I'm here to remember my family, my mum, my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, 204 of my family who were murdered in the Holocaust. Last year, I took some of my children back to the Netherlands to show where we were arrested. I had never been back after that day, and it really upset me very badly. And then, of course, we went to Auschwitz to see, and some of my family's photos are up there. And I just want to say with all these people who will want to deny the Holocaust, well, I'm here to tell you that it did happen, and I'm very thankful to God that He kept me. And here I am representing my family. And I'm very thankful for that. Amen.
Thank you. Come behind here. And so Margaret is here, Nettie's daughter, representing the rest of the family as they light the candle together. Elia, could you please come up, light a candle, tell us who you're remembering?
I'm going to light the candle for my grandfather, that I have a name. You know, I've got the same name as him. It's by the Jewish, you know, tradition, you give your name to members of the family that passed away. So I've got a name, Ilya. My grandfather was Ilya as well, Ilya Evenskis. And I'm going to light the candle, not only for him, but for the rest of the family. In the family, there was 8 children. Only 2 of them survived, which was my father and his sister. The only reason my father survived, because he could work like a slave. He was in the age, when the war started, he was 16. And my grandfather, before the war, he was a blacksmith. He was doing, you know, iron fine, you know, gates and balconies, how they used to be in Europe, you know, that was it. And my father, you know, it's not like now, kids go home and watch television. Those days, after work, you had to go and help your family. So my father used to go, since he was a little boy, and work with him. So when the war started, German could see they could use him, you know, at work. And during the war, my father used to work is a slave. You never got a wages, not one penny. Used to work as a slave labor for Krupp factory, you probably heard, big German factory. I used to work for them, you know, but he used to work in different factories. They used to ship him everywhere. But the rest of the children, there were small children in the family, they all got killed. You know, they killed them all because they had no use for them. You know, they didn't want to feed 5 years old kids, you know. What's the point? You know, just kill them, you know, poison them or whatever, you know. But they could only people that could use, you know, they used them. I'm sorry I'm taking so much of my time, your time as well. So I'm going to light the candle for the family. There were a lot more than that. I mean, there were uncles and, you know, different members of the family. And I'm just going to light for them. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The light continues because you are here, Elia. And you have family and you have children that goes on after you. And grandchildren, praise the Lord. Simon, would you come and light the next candle, please?
For me, it was my father's, so my great-grandparents. So both my my mother and father were the only people, no, my grandmother and grandfather on my dad's side, they were the only survivors from their families. My grandmother escaped when she was 16. Her parents sent her to England, and she never saw them again. And my grandfather, he escaped on a boat from out of Czechoslovakia. He managed to get to Palestine, and he never saw his family again either. So just remember them.
Ruth, where are you? Would you like to also come and light a candle? You okay to light a candle? Would you like to come light a candle? Sorry? Oh, Esther, I keep on calling you Ruth. Esther. Okay, part of the same original story, that's why. You are the mother, not the daughter. Esther, please come.
I'd like to light the candle for my grandmother, grandfather. His name was Isaac. They ran away from Hitler and towards Siberia. And he went to buy some food on one of the stations, train stations. And unfortunately, the Germans started bombing and the train left. And nothing since then was heard about them. And my second lot of grandparents from my father's side, my grandmother Esther and grandfather Mortel, they lived in 1939, if you remember, Russian took over part of Romania and Ukraine. Therefore, they became under the Russians, but used to be Bessarabia. And they decided to run away from Hitler as well, but they didn't make it because the bridge across the river was demolished, by the planes and bombs. When they came back to their own town, someone else was living already in their house. And what the local people did, they tied up my grandparents to the tail of the horses, and the horses started running in this way. They were killed. Their name was Esther and Isaac.
Joan, would you light a candle in memory?
Thank you. The stories that we heard of the two families, Cooper and Solomon, were never corroborated. We didn't actually have details of how they were picked up in Belgium, Ostend, and in Amsterdam. There, of course, were razzias where the young people were pulled out and sent to labor camps first, and then, well, the usual story. They were. I'd like to light a candle for, especially for the young boy that we met immediately before the war, and he was 11 years old.
Sophia, please come.
I would like to light the candles for certain member of my family who vanished during Second War. This is my grandparents, Chaim and Sonia Gershkovich, and their two kids, son and daughter, my father's brother and sister. And I would like to light these candles in a memory of my husband's two grandmothers. First grandmother, Bluma Gewandmacher, who was killed together with her two daughters and son. And another grandmother, Rose Asachi, who was killed with son and daughter. I always ask myself, why this day is so hard for my family, myself? Such a lot of years has gone. War finished maybe 70 years ago. And you know, I find answer. I will be never, in the rest of my life, forget pain which my father, my mother-in-law, and my father-in-law relieve. I will never forget how she feel when she visited a grave in a forest where maybe 1,000 Jews were buried, and she escaped this burial for herself because she ran from this camp. And I will never forget if she hear German music or talking, she started to shake. This memory always will be with me and my husband and all our family. It's more painful today because our generation of our parents living, and only one father, my father, left. He's now 95. I would like to say that these people never were around us, but they were always with us in our hearts. We will be always remember them, and I would like to light these candles in memory every Jewish soul who was killed only because this soul was Jewish. Amen.
Thank you. You can stay up there for a moment. We'll invite Eric to lead us in the Kaddish. We've got all the candles lit. Thank
you. Before we chant the Kaddish, just very quickly, I really sort of want to echo what Sophia said just now. Like we're saying the Kaddish as many Jewish people around the world have said this week, not only for our own families and I guess our own sort of feelings of loss and remorse of what has happened, but also for every, you know, all the people who don't have people to say Kaddish for them. So I do want us to keep that in mind. And it's very quickly, like the only reason I'm actually alive today, well, had the chance to be born, was that my father's father and his wife, my grandmother, they were living in Belarus at the time, originally Prussian Jews. And my grandfather, he had 6 male siblings and a few female siblings, so like a big family. And there was one brother who moved to Palestine in those days and one brother who moved to Canada in the 30s. And the rest of them were living in sort of, around Poland mostly, but they were living in Belarus, or what today is Belarus. And they basically waited, because you know, the Germans, they moved east towards Russia, and then, you know, they... carried out their policies wherever they went, not only in Germany. So they waited until, I think they said 2 or 3 towns away. They said, oh, that's the time to go. So they literally spent like the next few years going from town to town to town, running away as the Germans advanced. Eventually, as you know, the Germans didn't get, you know, all the way through. So they were able to stay in a town in Russia, but literally 2 or 3 towns. So I'm saying this also to thank them as well for, you know, making that choice to eventually flee, because, you know, the ones who didn't in our family, they didn't survive. So we'll say the Kaddish. Do we have the words, or we do? Okay. I'll chant it. Please rise. I'll chant the Kaddish. For those of you who know it, you know, feel free to say it with me. If not, that's fine. Just respond as well where it's supposed to be. Oh, we had the responses. That's fine. Okay. Yitzgadal ve'yitzgadash me'rabah. Amen. Belma divarach irute ve'yamlich malchute v'chaye chon v'yomei chon uv'chaye dechol beit Yisrael ba'gala ba'gala uvizman kariv v'imru amen. Yeshmei rabba mevarach Le'alam ul'almei almaya Yitbarach, Yitbarach ve'yishtabach Ve'yitpah ve'yitramam ve'yitnaseh Ve'yitada ve'yitale ve'yitalal Shmei dekudsha brichu Le'alam in kol brichata ve'shirata Tushbechata ve'nechemata Damiran be'alma Vimru amen. In English? Oh, yeah. I'll just say it. Ose shalom b'rimamav Hu yase shalom aleinu Val kol Yisrael Vimru amen.
Say